there, Meep Cheepers. Welcome to Meep Cheep Pod.
I know it's been a while,
but we're back. We have some news. As you might have noticed or heard, our YouTube channel has not been posting. The reason is because we have some technical issues, but don't worry, we'll inform on every podcast episode we do this summer. I've been trying to finish middle school, and I've been playing games. I won't tell you, because you have to wait a little longer. Now we can get to what we've all been waiting for our very special guest. He's a gamer, especially when it comes to sports games, and a future family member. Everyone, welcome Elijah, aka EKG. Hi Elijah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So today we're talking about sports games. First, what's your favorite sports game?
My favorite sports game is Fortnite and Roblox.
Why do you like Fortnite and Roblox?
Well, Fortnite is an online shooter game with many activities to do, like sports like Rocket League, and Roblox is just has a lot of more games. Fortnite and Roblox are basically just one big game that contain many games in it, really.
So, just in case people don't quite really know, what is Rocket League?
Oh, you want to know about Rocket League and Fortnite? Well, the thing is that Fortnite has been connecting with Fall Guys and other types of games, like Rocket League, we just mentioned. And Rocket League is basically like a game where you can play, and you have cars, and you have to like score a goal with it. And Fortnite did that, and now you have your character, you can hop into a car and play the game, then you can turn to a Fortnite lobby.
What other sports games do you play?
Well, I also play... Well, there are also some more hitting games, but we'll get into that later. So, Fall Guys, I actually stopped playing Fortnite for a while, so I recently got back in to find more updates, because I was really supposed to start during Chapter 2, which is a few years ago. But thankfully, there was a remake, which I was able to play during that.
Wow. Fortnite seems very interesting. The kinds of like sports games I usually play are like Nintendo sports games, like Mario sports games, or like, as you mentioned, different kinds of like mini games like Checkerboard Chase from Kirby's Return to Dream Land. What kind of system do you play your sports games on?
Nintendo and PC.
Oh.
Fortnite is for Nintendo, sometimes PC, but it never works. I always play Roblox either through mobile or PC, but I'm better at PC than mobile.
Oh. So you said you were going to talk about something later?
Mm-hmm.
So, you said something about shooter games?
Yeah. And there's more hitting games that are actually pretty fun that not a lot of people know about.
Can you name a couple of them?
Well, there's one game called Shadow Fight, where basically Shadow Fight 2, Shadow Fight 3, and Shadow Fight 4 are really good fighter games. And also there's more games that's like Subway Surfers that have died down, but some people still play it. But there's also more games like... Hole.io, Frag, Snake Clash, which a lot of people played, and Challenge Puzzle and Aqua Park. And they're all really good games, but mostly TikTok is used. And those are really good games that are actually pretty fun. Even Ice Cream Roll and Bunny Escape.
Do you have any, do you play any 2K game, like sports games? Because they aren't really a game I would usually have on my agenda.
Like NBA 2K, I actually stopped playing the game a lot because I got bored of it.
Why'd you get bored of them?
Because it's not really that fun. You're just playing like a game where you have to score, or basically it's just basketball, but then again, those are like fun basketball.
So do you, like, have you ever played any, I don't know, Mario-related sports games of any kind? Or, like, Mario Tennis or anything like that?
No. Mm-mm.
Like, what about Mario Kart?
Yes, I play the game a lot. It's really fun.
So how good are you at it?
Pretty good.
Have you heard that there was a DLC?
Mm-mm. Or?
Yeah, there was a
DLC. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a DLC called Mario Kart Booster Course Pass.
Mm.
Speaking about Mario Kart, so if you might not know, there was a Nintendo Switch 2 Direct, and then there was a Nintendo Switch, and they released this game. Well, they're going to release this game on the same day that they released Switch 2, called Mario Kart World. And it's not going to be on Switch 1, but it's like Mario Kart, but, like, after you finish a race, you drive on over to the next, course, but also you have a thing called Free Roam, where you get to drive anywhere.
Yeah, I know about Free Roam, it's just that it's hard to get.
But do you have any games you might want to play on Free, like, on Switch 2?
I'm not sure.
Well, for people who haven't, for people who haven't, you know, looked up about Switch 2, it is probably the best idea, for y'all to look at the, Nintendo Switch, like, look at the Nintendo Switch 2, and then if y'all are into Mario Kart, definitely check out that Nintendo, Mario Kart World Direct that they published maybe a week after or so, so y'all can get caught up. But also, those Nintendo Switch 2s are very expensive. Those are really expensive. Take it from me. Thanks for coming on the show, Elijah, aka EKG. It's been great having you on the Meep Cheap Pods. Okay, everyone, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back sooner than you know it, and a whole lot this summer. Also, as I said earlier, we're coming with our YouTube channel updates as soon as we fix some of the glitches. And remember that this is Meep Cheap Pods, where we're always gaming and we're always having fun.